就是他们是不相信神迹的神学。
So they are the group of people who do not believe in miracles. They are Christians but do not believe in miracles.
其中有一个著名的神学家，在德国的神学家叫做 Schleiermacher， 他在写的东西非常非常的逻辑性非常强，也非常有名气，但是呢整个就是在否定耶稣的圣性。
So one of a very famous theologian called from Germany called Schleiermacher. So he wrote a lot of things that very convincing, and yet he denied a lot of miracles that Jesus did.
那当时这个一个哲学家叫尼采，大家可能知道，这个创造生死神学，说神已经死掉了，他是一个牧师的儿子。
So a lot of people know about Nietzsche, and he even though he is the son of a pastor, but he said that God is dead.
那当时大家也知道马克思其实以前是对圣经非常的忠实，但是因着这种理性主义啊这些东西的抬头，再加上他父亲呢因着做生意的缘故呢，他就改信了路德教，从犹太教改信路德教，他对此宗教深恶痛绝。他说为什么一个人因着生意就可以出卖信仰，他从此以后成为一个无神论，就创造了这个无神论的思想。但是呢他的基础是基于圣经，像方物共用啊这些东西在圣经里写在圣经里。
So the Russian leader, Marxism, he was from Judaism but converted to
Karl Marx, to German.
Oh, 他不是 Russian, okay. So he's a German. So anyway, so he even though his father was is a believer of Judaism, and yet because his father betrayed the Lord, because of his business, so he, the son, so became to, doubted in all kind of religions and became a atheist.
那大家也知道斯大林原来是神学院的一个学生，在他当时有一个他的一个官员，我忘记名字，要准备要刺杀他的时候，他用圣经来说服他的官员，那个人放下枪，最后他把他杀了。
So a lot of people also know about Joseph Stalin, and one of his follower was trying to kill him, and before he was trying to get in murder, and he was quoting some Bible verse.So that the guy was not able to kill him, and instead he drew the gun and killed that person instead.
所以就是说，当时这个十九世纪是一个理性主义抬头、否认神权的一个时代。
So the period in the 19th century is a period of time that where people were trying to logicalize everything and trying to deny the truthfulness of a God.
教会也披上了这种深深的理性主义的色彩。
So even the church were like that too.
所以当后来的这个威尔斯大复兴还有 Azusa Street 大复兴开始的时候，这个圣灵开始运作的时候呢，反而遭到教会很大的逼迫。
So after什么大复兴来的？
威尔斯大复兴。
So after the revival of the wealth, do you say
wealth
of the revival, and a lot of people start to be persecuted because of the Holy Spirit, the movement of the Holy Spirit.
因为人要理性，不要神性。
Because people were trying to rationalize everything instead of believing in the Lord.
感谢主，但是我们今天就是长话短说，今天我们要来感谢神。今天我们在加拿大，在西安教会有这样宽松的一个环境，我们真正的可以来全心全意的啊，就是可以来追求神。
Praise the Lord that we are here now in Canada, in a free country where we can just try to pursue the Lord with all our heart.
我们今天要的神是一个真实的神，我们不要一个 只写了一个遗嘱，在天上不管我们的事。
So we want a God who is truly a living God who is living with us, not as some kind of God that just giving us the Bible as His will and then left us to heaven.
弟兄姐妹，我们要来追求神，我们就要真正的神。我们不需要来浪费时间，来找一个道德标准。我们有够多的道德标准。
So if we are truly pursuing God, we're pursuing Him, not Him Himself, not some kind of moralities, things to constrain us, because we have a lot of moral constraint already.
我们如果相信圣经，就要相信圣经上的一切，不能相信我们要的，有一些我们不喜欢的，或者我们觉得难的就不要。
If we truly believe the Bible, we should believe every sentence that is in the Bible, every word that's in the Bible, not some kind of words that we think is good, and then we just believe those things that like appear good to us.
我们不需要一个宗教来安慰我们自己。
We do not need a religion to comfort us.
我们也不需要一个宗教来欺骗我们的后代。
We do not want a religion to so that our second generation will be deceived.
我们需要的是真实的和创造主的关系。
What we really need is the true relationship with the God of creation.
所以今天我们要特别的强调，也要特别的注意，就是教会呢，任何时候不能失去神的同在。
So today we want to emphasize that no matter what, the church cannot lose the presence of the Lord.
不能由人的理性来掌权，是由圣灵来掌权。
We cannot let human's rationality to in control of the church, but we need to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
我听到中国有一个牧师，这个牧师我非常尊敬的一个牧师，他说教会可以没有人，但是不可以没有神。
So one of the pastors in China who I really respect once said this, the church can have no one, no people, but cannot have, we cannot have, we cannot have the God.
We must have God.
We must have God.
We cannot have no God. We can't have no people. 当然我们也是为了让神要进到人群里面啊，把人要得救，所以我们也要人来到教会。但是呢，人和神中间选择的时候呢，我们先要神。
Of course, we want people to come to church to be saved, but if we have to choose between God and man, we have to choose God.
今天的人更加的需要神的真实和能力和爱的显现，不需要一个安慰我们的一个教条。
So today we need to have the truthfulness of God who can comfort us and not some kind of God that just give us instructions.
那如果要教条的话，我们的孔夫子就够了。
So if you need guidance or instructions, you just need Confucius.
你不需要耶稣基督。
You don't need Jesus Christ.
我们需要耶稣基督，因为耶稣基督是神。神的儿子他要赐我们生命，也在这条路上面要亲自的来牧养我们啊，让我们进入永生。
We need Jesus Christ as the Son of the Son of God to lead us into the eternal life.
不仅仅要进入永生，而且今天在这世界上要带领我们成为一个得胜的人，活出一个生命的精彩。
Not just leading us into eternity, but in this earth, we want to live a life that is, 天
哪 It's a wonderful life. 而且要进入我们的命定，每一个人在来到这个世上都有一个命定，神对他有一个呼召，不是来吃吃喝喝，最后死了就算了，不是这样的。每一个人都有一个命定，也就是说他的生命要活出他的丰盛，活出他的丰满，我们的神会带领我们进入那个丰盛。Hello Anna, you're muted.
可以了吗？ OK, so we each one of us has a calling. So we want Jesus Christ to guide us into our callings so that we can enter into a life of abundance.
所以呢，我们要认识这个真实的神。
That's why we have to know this God of truth.
那作为牧师呢，有一件事我常常在检查我自己。
So as a pastor, one thing that I always examine myself.
我做牧师要做什么？
Oh, why do I have to be a pastor? What should I do as a pastor?
对我来说，最主要的就是说，我要让人来帮助人真正的认识耶稣基督。
So my most important thing is to help people to truly know Jesus Christ.
不是直到一点点关于耶稣基督，是尽我的能力让大家就是很丰盛的、丰满的来认识耶稣基督。
Not just to know about Jesus Christ, know a little bit about Jesus Christ, but help us to my job is to help you to understand fully the fullness of Jesus Christ so that we can enter into an abundant life.
那么捡圣经不是捡一点点的圣经，自己喜欢的那一点，而是像撒母耳和保罗说，当我伸开双手的时候，我没有任何东西留下不捡。
So not just to talk about the things I like to talk about in the Bible, but everything just like Apostle Paul, that he will give everything, nothing will be left in his hand.
所以将来我见主的时候呢，主说你是忠心有良善的仆人。
So that when I face God one day, that he will call me a faithful servant.
那今天呢，我们再次的讲，要我们来认识这位向我们讲话的神。
So today we continue to talk about this God who is talking to us.
那耶稣在约翰福音第十章呢讲到，我的羊听我的声音，我也认得他，他们也跟随我。
So in the book of John, we talked about that we are his sheep and we listened, we follow his voice.
上次我们讲到在民数记十二章呢，神怎么样通过一梦一现向先知来讲话，怎么向摩西呢，就是嘴对嘴面对面的讲话。
So last week we talked about in the book of Numbers that how God talking to his servants by visions and dreams and talking to Jesus face to face. Moses face to face.
那今天呢，我们再次的要接着继续讲，就是说神在这个新约的时代呢，他要丰丰满满的借着圣灵呢向我们讲话。
So today we're going to talk about now in the New Testament times, the Lord is going to speak to us abundantly through the Holy Spirit.
那我们放到这个使徒行传第二章。
So we'll turn to the book of Acts, chapter 2.
那第二章十七节。到这个二十一节
From verse 17 to 21
我念中文安娜就念英文我要见我的灵浇灌方有血气的你们的儿女要说预言你们的少年人要见异象老年人要做异梦在那些日子我要见我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女他们也是就要说预言在天上我要显出奇事在地下我要显出生气有血有火有烟雾日头要变为黑暗月亮要变为血这都在主大而明显的日子未来之前到那时候仿求告主名的就必得救
In the last days God says I will pour out my spirit on all people Your sons and daughters will prophesy Your young men will see visions Your old men will dream dreams Even on my servants, both men and women I will pour out my spirit in those days And they will prophesy I will show wonders in heaven above And signs on the earth below Blood and fire and billows of smoke The sun will turn to darkness And the moon to blood Before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved
那这里讲到呢神在末后的日子呢他要浇灌他的灵浇灌方有血气的那浇灌的结果呢就是儿女要说预言少年人要见异象老年人要做异梦
So it says in the last day, God is going to pour out his spirit. So the result of pouring out the spirit will be the sons and daughters will prophesy, young men see visions and old men dream dreams.
那经界的他又讲了，在那些日子，我要见我的灵，浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。
And follow that, he said that in those days, he will pour out his spirit on the men and women, and they will prophesy.
那这些生的灵在运行的时候，这说预言、看一下的目的是什么呢？因为大而可畏的日子要来之前呢，日头要变黑暗，月亮要变为血呢。这个时候，人人都要来这个，在要来这个求救。求告主名的人就要得救。
So, why does he give us visions and dreams and pour out his spirit? Because in the last days, the great and glorious days, so because everyone will need salvation because of the signs in the earth and on heaven below, and earth below.
那神通过他的灵呢，向人要显现，这是第一点。第二点呢？要来浇灌他的仆人和使女呢，得着能力，称为神的出口，要来让很多人带领很多人进入神的国度。
So God is going to show himself, and second of all, that the Lord is going to pour out his spirit so that he will lead a lot of men and women, his children, into salvation.
感谢主，就是在我们西安教会呢，这个是一个我们的母堂还有我们子堂呢。就说大部分的人都有方言的恩赐，也是有看到异象、异梦啊，这些都有。那最近当然疫情期间呢，有没有那么多的交流？但是很多人在私下，你们都可以来交流，彼此来鼓励，也可以按手祷告来得着这些恩赐。
So, praise the Lord in our church, Church of Zion, the Mother Church, and also us. We have a lot of people can see visions and prophesy. Even though we do not communicate as much as before, but still you can talk to your sister and brothers about this, and you can even pray and ask for the gifting of prophecy.
但是呢，我们教会有一个非常特别的一个呼召，我要给大家讲讲。就是在这个是什么样的呼召呢？就是我们有一个呼召是把各个宗派的人都会接纳在我们的地方，都能连接起来。
So our church has a calling, the special calling is to bring all the different denominations together into a unity.
在这个大概十多年前以没有先知向我们发预言，团队发预言说你们的教会要做好准备，就是各路人、三教九流的人、不同宗派的人要来，要接纳他。
So, years ago, Pastor Emil has prophesied to our church that we have to be prepared because, one day that, people from different places, different denominations, all sort of people is going to flood into our church. So be prepared.
那所以呢，我们教会呢就是要祷告。我自己心里也做好这样的准备，也在心在其中，就是说我们要接纳所有宗派的弟兄姐妹，有些是没有方言的恩赐，也没有异梦异象，甚至他们对异梦异象有怀疑的，我们也要接纳他。
So, I also always pray for myself so that my heart will be prepared. So when these people come, even though some may from different denominations, they do not have, visions or, speaking in tongues, they don't even believe in that. Still, we have to accept all kind of people.
那我觉得这是我们要忠实于神给我们这样的一个呼召。
We need to be faithful to the calling of our Lord.
那给这个基督的身体呢，就是带下这样的医治来。
So that we can bring healings to the body of Christ.
那讲到刚才我讲到的这段圣经呢，我要借着我的经历来鼓励大家，要来在这方面知道神会把这个灵来浇灌让你来说预言，让你来见异象，让你来做异梦，让你来听见他的声音。
So in reference to the verse that I just read, so I want to share some of my personal experience so that it can be a testimony to you guys, so that we know that the Lord is going to, send His Spirit on us.
有一件事情呢，我为什么要通过我的经历讲呢？就是我不希望讲了道以后，讲了经以后呢，就是说，哦，我听了一篇好道，放在一边。圣经我们讲了呢，是要真正要得着主，得着主的恩典，得着他的恩赐，要心在其中，这是我们的目的，不是来听一个好道，那就又就陷入什么？陷入呢理性主义的一个网络里面去。
So I don't want to preach a sermon and you will say, okay, this is a good sermon. But instead, we need to walk in it and believe in it so that we know. So otherwise, we'll be fall into the trap of rationalism.
那我要讲讲我的这个经历。我有很多的经历，但是呢，今天我希望后面有一些，我讲一点点呢，后面有一些问题和回应，完了以后来祷告。
So I will share one of my experience, and then after that, you, if you have questions, you can ask.
我的盼望就是，不管现在是不是疫情期间，那疫情期间大家更需要听到神的声音。在以后的日子里面，你发现耶稣在向你讲话，圣灵在向你讲话，把一门一线赐给你。
So my hope is that during this pandemic, so not even, maybe not in this time, maybe after that, that the Lord is going to speak to you in dreams and visions.
啊，我就讲一段我自己的经历来激发大家。
So I will share one of my experience.
在这个1993年我受洗以后呢，在我们的教会，我的母堂呢，就说我们这个非常非常注重生命，也注重查考圣经。
So, in 1993, after I got baptized, I was in my church, and my church, teaches a lot of the Bible, the truth on the Bible, in the Bible.
我也给大家分享过，就是说我在受洗的时候呢，我的失眠症得到了医治，我的信心有一个极大的提升。
And I had previously shared that after I got baptized, I got healed through from my insomnia, and my faith just I have a lot of faith in the Lord.
那我读圣经的时候呢，我就渴望圣经里面的一切都是真实的，渴望这些都要行在我们的生命里面。
So when I was reading the Bible, I was hoping that everything can be accomplished, in the Bible can be accomplished in my life.
但是呢，当时的教会里面，我们没有人，用方言祷告，也看不到圣经启示，因为我们一直不断的在学习圣经来建造我们的生命。
But in my church, even though we are focused on a lot of Bible reading and a lot of truth building, but we don't have people that speak in tongues or see visions or miracles.
那到今天我也非常的感恩我的那个母堂啊，就是说我非常的感恩。那就是但是呢，就是我当时看不到，我说圣经里面好多东西在这里没有呢。
So to this day, I'm still very grateful for my church.But back then I was questioning, how come I don't see like this kind of things in the church?
那我就特别特别的追求，看很多的书籍，过去的这个历史圣经，那就是教会的历史啊，就是现在有什么聚会啊，我都有这种神迹奇事的，我都愿意去参加。
So I was really.Hungry for this kind of thing, so I read a lot of the books and the histories of the Christianity and the Bibles, and I did a lot of learnings and I tried to attend a lot of meetings where these things could happen.
那我自己不忙注意，只是查考圣经，查考圣经，我要看到神的能力。
So I wasn't satisfied by just learning the Bible. I want to experience like the signs and miracles.
我记得我们当时这个教会呢，查考圣经是出名的，结晶，我们的老牧师结晶是出名的。一到别的教会去，提到我们的老牧师，哦，他那个结晶太厉害。
So my church was very famous because of the way that they can explain the Bible. So my pastor was very well known in the Bible explanations.
但是我总是不满足，我觉得这个神是有能力的神。
But I was not satisfied because I always thought to myself that the Lord is powerful, is all almighty.
那有些事情非常的就是说触动我，就是说让我感觉到something is missing in the church. 我一定要看到圣经里面的真实。
So something just evoked me that something is missing. So I need to see the power that was talked about in the Bible.
尤其有一次呢，有一个年轻的姐妹三十出头得了癌症，去我们的教会，我们带领她信主。完了以后，后来为她祷告的这个过程呢，我感觉到非常的难过。
So I remember one of the sisters who came. She was in her 30s, still young, but she got cancer. She came to our church and became a believer. So while we pray for her, I felt very sad by the way that we prayed.
我们说祷告，我说祷告就是神来医治他。但是呢，好多人说我们不能祷告神来医治他，我们要祷告神的旨意成就。如果神要把他借走，就把他借走。如果我们祷告不好，那怎么样呢？不是我们面子上很难看吗？
So, I want to pray that she will be healed, but instead the church will say that we should pray not asking for healings, instead we will ask God's will be done in her. Because if we pray for healing, she wasn't healed, then we lose our faith.
我当时非常非常的难过与气愤。我说我们的神是耶稣哪个时候说那祷告就说如果这样他治不好就失去面子了呢，对不对？我们做我们当祷告的事情，神知不知在他看到这个姐妹长得非常的漂亮，在三十岁进来的非常活泼的一个人，后来在病床上插满了管子，但是我们祷告就说让神的旨意成就。
So I was very sad and also very angry by the way that our church responded, because in the Bible it never said that if you pray and it didn't happen, then you lose your faith. It was never quoted this way, and we should always ask him for God's power to not instead of asking God's will to be done on her. She came to our church as was very active, very beautiful sister, and after that she was.In her deathbed, all kind of tears were stuck into her. I was so sad about this.
不要搞错，我非常爱我的教会，我也没有任何的怨言。那个教会养育了我，真的是栽培了我。我今天都非常的感恩，但是我就觉得 something is missing.
So don't get me wrong. I love my church.And I'm so grateful to this day that this church has brought me up, and cultivated me in that period. But I was just feeling that something is not right. Something is missing in the church.
后来呢，我就大家听过我的故事呢，神就带领我去了石母苏森的教会。那时候我们还不认识，就带领我去认识，再去给这个牧师做助理。
So, you heard the story. So, after that, I went to, Susan's church, because the pastor asked me to be his assistant in the church.
这个过程中呢，就是说神感谢主，神给了我一个太太。完了以后呢，我再学了很多的东西啊，就在那个教会学习很多的东西。
So praise the Lord, I met Susan later on and then we got married and God gave me a wife in that church and I also learned a lot of things from that church.
这个教会呢，这个牧师呢，是他是用方言祷告的，但是他是偷偷的用方言祷告。
So, this pastor, he prayed in tongues, but he do that in secret. He does that in secret, so not in public.
那教会呢，就是有一帮长老，就是这些长老曾经为主坐过牢，但是呢，他们就是不喜欢人讲方言。
So because there are elders in the church, they have suffered a lot. Some of them even went to jail for the Lord, but they just don't like people speaking in tongues.
后来我在跟牧师私下交流的时候呢，他说我们必须要有圣灵的更新，圣灵不更新，教会没有出路。我们现在有好多心理有病的人，身体有病的人，depression 的人，婚姻里面有问题的人，没有圣灵的能力，我们没有出路。
So, when I was communicating with the pastor in private, he told me that we need to have the renewal of the spirit because there's a lot of problems in the church that people are facing, marriage problem, health problem, all sort of problems. Unless the Holy Spirit come and renewal the church will have nowhere to go.
但是呢，教会有一些传统的势力呢，就是说他们一直会来反对一些圣灵的更新。
But in the church, there are some traditions, some kind of power that controls the church so that they cannot have this baptism of the Holy Spirit.
当时呢，我虽然在做实习，在那边做牧师助理，但是我呢一直在联系神学院，要去读神学。后来就联系了这个 Kansas Mike Beacon 那边的一个叫做 Grace Training Center， 我就准备要去。
So even though I was the assistant pastor, I was doing, I was trying to get into a Bible college. So, after that, I went to, the Mike Bickle's church, the Bible college in Mike Bickle's church.
那时候我是申请了这个神学院，有些长老呢，他们就很反对，他们找诉讼说，你的先生为什么要去灵恩派的神学院？他就找他麻烦。
So while I was trying to get into the Bible college, so some of the elders got really mad at me and they came to talk to Susan and said that, how come your husband is trying to get to a Bible college that is charismatic?
那我就告诉 Susan 说让他们来找我，不要找你。他说他们不找你，他说你是外来的人。我是那个长大的女儿，是他们女儿，所以他们找他不找我，我说你让他们来找我。
So I told Susan that tell those people to come and talk to me directly, not through you. And but Susan said, no, you came as a, like outsider, but I am growing up in this church, so that's why they always come to me.
后来呢，好多人说，哎呦，你Susan，你将来要做师母了，你一定要学习弹钢琴啊。师母一定要弹钢琴。
So some people came to Susan and told her that, oh, Susan, you will become a pastor's wife soon, so you have to start practicing piano.
那另外的人说，哦，你将来要教主日学呀，你要这样这样那样那样。
And some people will say, okay, one day you have to be teaching in the Sunday school, then you should start doing this and doing that.
苏森到我这里来，他就很难过。他说：“我还没做师母，人家就给我这么多压力。
”So Susan came to me and so depressed. So I'm not even a pastor's wife yet, and people start to giving me all this kind of pressure.
他已经是我的 wife， 还是我还不是 pastor， 所以他是 pastor's wife yet.
Yeah, she was already my wife, but I wasn't a pastor yet, so that's why she.She's getting a lot of pressure from other people.
我说你去告诉他们，如果彼得的太太弹钢琴，你就弹钢琴；如果司徒彼得的太太不弹钢琴，你就不需要弹钢琴。
So I told her if the apostle Peter, if his wife play piano, then you will go and play piano. But if his wife didn't play piano, you don't have to.
你知道，当时我就感觉到教会呢有好多不是圣经里面的东西，他们抓得很紧，但是圣经里面的东西他们视而不见。
So I felt that in the church, there are a lot of things that not in the Bible, not written in the Bible, and yet they will hold on to that things. And some other things that are clearly written in the Bible, they just ignore those things.
耶稣在马太福音15章讲得很清楚，他说你们把人的传统当着神的话语来教导人，拜我也是枉然。
That's why in Matthew 15, Jesus said that if you hold on to your traditions but not listening to God's instruction, then even if you worship me, you worship in vain.
Anyway, 后来我就去了 Kansas, 我去了堪萨斯呢，那时候就经历很多这个生计的开始。
So after, anyway, after that, I moved to Kansas City, into the Mike Bickle's Bible College. And after that, I'm getting a lot of, renewal of the Holy Spirit.
那边聚集很多的先知、预定刚鬼的恩赐。有一个他的学校分两部分，一部分叫做圣经神学，另一部分是这个生计圣灵。
So there are a lot of people who can prophesy and see visions. There are two divisions, in the Bible college. So one part is to learn the Bible, the foundation, the truth teaching of the Bible. And then second part is the gifting of, the anointing, the gifting of prophecy.
在这个圣经神学这一部分呢，也聚集了一批，非常，这个，其实是，非常棒的一批老师。当时有 Adam West， 还有 Sam Storms， 还有很多这个世界各地邀请来，包括Larry Crabb， 很有名的心理学家，都在那边来教圣经。
So, in the division where they teach Bible, they have a lot of great Bible teachers, including the names that I just mentioned early on.
在这个圣灵的学校里面呢，有很多这个先知像 Paul King。Sam Storms, Mike Sullivan, Brian Finimo, 给我们来上这个圣灵的课程。
And also, on the other division where they teach the anointing of the Holy Spirit, there are a lot of very well-known people, the name that I mentioned as well.
那时候呢，我没有方言的恩赐，但是我非常的追求方言的恩赐，但是呢，我没有方言的恩赐。
But back then I wasn't speaking in tongues, but I was pursuing to be able to speak in tongues.
我参加一个小组呢，这个小组长夫妻俩呢，他就发现我这个人呢，信心蛮坚定，对圣经也有不少的认识，但是呢，缺乏一些能力。
So I was in a small group, so they find that even though I have a lot of I know a lot of things about in the Bible, and I have faith in the Bible, but I'm lacking. What I'm lack is the power of the Holy Spirit.
后来他就问我有没有方言的恩赐，我说没有。他就我们就有一些讨论。
So they asked me whether I speak in tongues, and I said no. And then we have some discussions after that.
他就说，其实呢，当我们在祷告的时候啊，你可以张开你的嘴，你就可以讲，你就可以学我们讲，都可以。我说我不学你们讲，我要神自己来亲自的来领导我，这个圣灵浇灌我才讲。
So they told me that, during the time when we pray, you can just open your mouth, you can even copy the way that we say.And then I said, no. Unless the Lord open my mouth to prophesy, I mean, to speak in tongues, I won't do that.
但是这个小组长 Mike Brumbach, 我还记得很清楚，我的好朋友，他就说是这样的。那为什么你可以学人讲呢？就像彼得在水上行走是自然，不自然的事情呢？我说当然是不自然的。你学人讲方言也是不自然的，对不对？
So, the leader in the small group,Mike, and he told me that I think about Peter's while he was walking on waters. He's trying to mimic the way that Jesus was trying walking on the waters, right? So is that natural? No, it's not natural. Same as speaking in tongues. If you're trying to copy other people speaking in tongues, it's not natural.
对我，他就是后来我就听进去，我就说好，你这方言祷告，我跟你祷告。我后来就立刻就得着方言，而且后来我有自己的方言，就是神会随时来变我的方言。
So, anyway, I listened to him, and then when they pray, I start open my mouth and try to mimic what they do. And then after that, I received the gifting of speaking in tongues, and later on, I'm speaking in my own tongue.
那第二天一天呢，我就用方言祷告，也极大的一个喜乐里面，一个喜乐，那个喜乐是不能言语的一个喜乐，那就是领导。
So the second day I was speaking in tongues the whole day, and then there was an undescribable kind of joy that came upon me.
那特别在其中祷告的时候呢，突然就那个方向就变了，变了以后呢，为我在蒙特利尔的一个朋友祷告，他就变得非常的那个哀叹的一个声音开始为他祷告，我就开始祷告。
So when I pray, and while I was praying in for my friend in Montreal, and suddenly the tongue turned into a different kind of tone, and as if it's like a pleading for God. So I started to pray for this person.
后来我打电话去呢，他的太太接电话，说他进了精神病院。我这个朋友进了精神病院。
So I didn't know the condition of this person, but after that, after I prayed for him, and I called his wife, I called call him, and his wife picked up the phone and told me just then he was sent to the hospital for mental problems.
那所以我就知道，就是圣灵在我们里面用说不出的叹息祷告，而且他会启示我们，甚至把别人的感受都会启示我。
So then I knew that the Holy Spirit is able to pray for us, the things that we don't know, but the other person maybe is feeling right now, so we're just praying for that.
那后来呢，就是也得到这种启示性的恩赐，这种先知的恩赐，就是看到异象啊，就是听到声给我讲话。
So after that, I start to have gifting of the prophecies. I start to get visions and dreams.
那在我最早的那个教会呢，认为就是我们学习圣经啊，生命要圣洁，就是很圣洁的人才看到像先知一样看到异象啊，这个这些讲方言是这样讲法。
So in my previous church, the church would say only.Those people who are very, very holy, like truly holy, are able to get visions and or, prophesy.
那后来在苏圣他们的教会呢，好多的长老认为，是这个方言干脆是从魔鬼来的，不需要 holy 是从魔鬼来的。
So in Susan's church, they would say that the gifting of speaking in tongue comes from Satan.
Anyway, 就是后来在在这个后来在这个追求的过程里面呢，我一直觉得要很 holy 才能有这个方言的恩赐。但是呢，上了一门课程以后呢 ，Mike Bickle 的一个课程以后呢，就说我对我自己作为儿子的身份呢有一个确认。
So and also on my side, I always thought the gifting of speaking in tongues is only for those who are very, very holy. And then, but after taking a course in my biblical school, and then kind of changed my mind that course is about to truly know your identity as sons and daughters in the Lord. So after knowing your identity, then yeah, 是不是是这样的吗？Okay.
所以那个时候我就改变我很多的对圣经的看法。过去认为呢，那种中国人的思想，我要做得很好，我要很努力的做，我要做一个好仆人，我才也配得这些那些。但是后来是儿子呢，就是儿子就是儿子，什么都是白白给你。
So I kind of changed my mentality because as a Chinese, we always thought we have to strive for something in order to earn it. So we have to be very good in doing this in order to get something. But after learning that as a son in the Lord, in Jesus Christ, I am the son. I am worthy of inherit the Holy Spirit.
所以在先知的课堂里面呢，我是看不到异象的。别的同学都看到异象啊，这个那个，他们就来安慰我，觉得哎呀，我是不是 left out 这样的。
So in the class of where they teach Holy Spirit, so I was the one that never be able to see visions, or my classmate will come and try to comfort me, you know, so that I don't feel left out.
他们呢觉得安慰我就是不要，有的人会把这些，有的教会。会把这些不讲方言、没有恩赐的人看作二等公民，他们不想给我这样的感觉，所以他们来安慰我。
So because in some of the church, people will treat those people who do not speak in tongues as a second degree citizens, so they don't want to do that to me, so they trying to come and, you know, comfort me so that I will be, you know, included.
我看他们的时候呢，带着我原来教会的背景，我觉得他们有问题，他们神经病。
But when I see them, I see, when I see them, I see in my own, like, my own perspective as in the old church teaching, so I see them as a weird group of people.
还有常常看到这个像电影一样，看到那个东西在地上打滚，看到地狱，看到天堂。
So they will see visions like as if they are seeing a movie, and some of them will just, when they pray, they will roll to the ground, you know, like, or some of them will say they went to the heaven, they went to hell, stuff like that.
当时我其实有很多的心里对他们有很多的论断，但是我嘴上不能论断，我告诉我自己不能论断人，所以我常常去观察，不论断。
So even though I have a lot of judgments in my heart, I didn't say it because I don't want to judge, like through my speech. So I didn't judge on the outside, but I always observe them.
所以我观察以后就看圣经，观察以后看圣经。
So I observe them, and then I go back to the Bible. I observe them again, and then I go back to the Bible.
感谢主，谢谢这些前辈们的带领，特别 Mike Bickle。对我的教导就是后来对儿子的身份有一个确认的时候呢，我觉得我信心更大。后来就是一祷告的时候就看到很多的异象。
So, I'm so grateful for those people, the forerunners, especially the teaching from Mike Bickle, because after knowing my identity as son in Christ, then, I start to have this kind of visions, and I was getting visions, and when I pray, I got a lot of revelations too.
那后来就是这些是一个非常非常的激动人心的一个几个半一年的时间了，整个 exciting， 就一梦一想一病赶鬼，完了也认识了很多的各国来的同学。
So it was a very exciting year for me, and I was experiencing dreams and visions and miracles in the church, and also I know I became a friend of a lot of people from different nations.
当时有从东德来的，西德来的，有捷克来的学生，有日本来的学生，有瑞典来的学生，有英国来的学生，美国、加拿大很多的学生，我们就真的就是非常的亲近。
So there were students from East Germany, West Germany, UK, Japan. There's a lot of people from different nations. They just come together.
那也有Susan 也学习做各个国家的菜，他们教他做菜。
Susan was also learning to cook a lot of different cuisines from different culture.
那就说那个阶段呢，就说真的是信心大增，在快要假期的时候呢，就是长话短说吧，就后来就回到蒙特利尔去度假了。暑假。
So to make the story short, that was a very exciting period of my life. And then after that, in the summer, I went back to Montreal, to take a holiday.
在走之前，一个我们在一起一个 group 在祷告时，一个姐妹就给我看到异象，她说你有一个 transition， important transition is happening. 我说对呀，我去度假了，就是一个 transition。
So before I left, so a sister prayed with me, and then she said, I'm going to go through an important transition in my life. And I said, yeah, of course, I'm going to on vacation. Of course, that's a transition.
你知道，那次回到蒙特利尔以后，五六年就再回不到美国去了，就来到了温哥华。
Little did I know that after I went back to Montreal, I couldn't come back. I couldn't went back to the States for 5 or 6 years. So later on, I moved to Vancouver, here in Vancouver.
在 Montreal 的那段日子呢，真的是最 exciting. 我想起来就觉得是很奇特的一段日子。
你说 Kansas 吗？还是 Montreal? Kansas?
Montreal.
Montreal. Okay. So, the life in, back, the period in Montreal was a period of time that was, things are so exciting for me.
当时呢，就是神用我呢，就是兴起很多人，完了以后讲方言啊，先知的恩赐啊，一病赶鬼的恩赐，那我也被定为罪魁祸首。
So, so after I moved to, went to Montreal, the time I was, helping a lot of people to receive dreams and visions and prophesying and stuff like that. So I was, known as the, as the center of, the starter of all this.
当时就说有一些弟兄姐妹呢在那边他很渴慕他说听说你是从堪萨斯来的我们要你为我们祷告我们要圣灵充满。
So some group of people came to me and say, oh, I heard that you came back from Kansas City. We also want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and pray for us, please.
当时那边有一群人一群这个弟兄姐妹很特别他们就是渴慕主。成天要渴慕主，成天要服侍主。
So, these good people are very interesting. They always wanna serve the Lord. They just are so longing for the Holy Spirit, for the Lord.
那有两个姐妹就请我到她家去，她说我们要圣灵充满，他们就跪下来，我们就祷告，一祷告，他们手一举起来就巴拉巴拉就讲方言。
So two sisters invited me over for a meal, and then they say they want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So we started praying. So they kneel down after we pray, and two of them start to raise their hand and pray in tongue.
又到另外一个家庭也是这样，就说就开始讲方言，有好几个人是非常明显的先知的恩赐就出来。
So, and also some other families too. So, a lot of them start getting, the prophecy, I mean, sorry, the gifting of prophecies. And some of them have very, it's very special. We know that their calling is, in the field of prophecies.
那有一个姐妹呢，她名次在敬拜的时候呢，圣灵降临了的，她发预言是旧约先知的发预言的方法，就是像激光枪一样开始讲。
So one of the sisters, every time during the worship, she will start to prophesy, and her prophecy is a lot like the Old Testament, just like a laser bullet start to shooting.
但是她真正服侍的那一个阶段呢，我已经在温哥华了。她就在那边，他们那一群人啊，服侍啊，一并赶鬼啊，到一个人家里面，一个就看到异象，说你的柜子里面有一个偶像，有一个菩萨啊，那个柜子里面。就找出来，找出来以后，他们信心大增啊！那另一个就一赶鬼，那真的是他们告诉我很 exciting。
So, during her service, I was already in Vancouver, but I heard that they have a lot of miracles in their ministry where signs and wonders happen. So they went to once they went to a person's house to pray and they got visions, they got a vision that in one of their cabinets, there are a Buddha or something, or some kind of idol sitting in there. They later on they find out the idol was actually in the cabinet in the it's same as in the vision that they saw. So they got a lot of exciting stories like that.
那后来我在温哥华碰到一个很年轻的女孩子，她说她认得我，我说你怎么认得我？我不认识你。她就告诉你的故事。
So, later on in Vancouver, I met a girl and she said she knew me. And I said, oh, how come you know me? And then she told me the story.
她说，你知道吗，王炳牧师，你那时候给我的妈妈和阿姨一起祷告他们圣灵充满。那些事情发生的时候呢，我十岁，我在旁边看着。
And she told me that, she said, Pastor Ben, when you pray for my mom and my aunt and things that will happen in my family, and I was 10 back then. I was only 10.
他说这些东西对我影响很大，所以后来他成了一个宣教士。那时候他到 Montreal 来是来实习，来服侍无家可归的人。到这个温哥华，他碰到我。
These things impacted her a lot so that she now became a missionary. She was here in Vancouver, for training a mission to minister to the homeless.
当时我根本就不记得她，因为小孩子嘛，没有去管她。但是后来现在这个十多年过后以后，她是一个 missionary, 她认得我。 完了以后我说哇 what happened? 他说就是神的能力，神的真实，让他震撼，十岁的时候就非常震撼，后来他非常爱主。
So I didn't recognize her because she was only a little girl back then, so I don't remember anything about her. And yet all these things impacted her. It's all by the power of the Lord that now she's very on fire and loving the Lord and became a missionary.
Anyway, 长话短说就是说，后来他们自己那一群人开始成立一个教会，完了很多的神迹奇事发生。
So to make the story short, those group of people, they started a church, and after that, a lot of signs and wonders happened in that church.
那其中有一件事情，有一对夫妇呢，我要提一下，就是我上次有一次讲到提到呢，他是一个副教授啊，后来就是说我赶出那个嘲笑的灵以后，后来他兴起来的那个。
So one couple I have to mention, so I probably mentioned, before, so, the husband is a professor.
She's a professor.
Also the sister is a professor. So they have some kind of rebuking spirit.
Mocking spirit.
Yeah. So she had some kind of mocking spirit that was being rebuked. Oh, I remember now. 我刚才忘记了，现在想起来。
他呢是其实是后来他们为他祷告，他兴起来，在他的身上赶出很多的鬼，因为他练气功，身上有好多的邪灵。
So they pray for her, and then a lot of spirit was being cast out from the sister because she was practicing 气功. So a lot of spirits in her.
后来我去的时候呢，就对他也有服侍。我很记得很清楚，有一次在为他丈夫祷告的时候，我看到一个异象。她的爸爸在病床上，我就给她讲，她的丈夫就非常非常的震惊，因为她丈夫呢是就那种似信非信的那样，不太追求那个时候。
So I was also praying with her one time, and then when I was praying, I saw in a vision that something about her husband. So her husband's dad. Husband's dad is on a sick bed. So her husband was very shocked after I pray about this, because her husband was kind of on the fence, so that he wasn't believer yet. So yeah.
后来我们去服侍的时候呢，这对夫妇就非常非常的火热，常常来接待我们。
So later on, they were very on fire for the Lord, and then they came after we visit. They came in to accommodate to us.
那这个姐妹呢，就是常常赶鬼；另一个姐妹呢，常常看异象。她就是说看到灵界，就是他们两个人配合，他们叫做叫什么双剑客啊，一个看异象，一个赶鬼。啊，他们很 excited。
So the sister will cast out demons, and the other sister in partnership with her will see visions. So they are truly a partner partner in crime.
就是 like a comrade, you know, like 在他们叫的剑客呀啊，我不知道怎么翻译啊。就是 three musketeers, 就是那个 buddies. 所以。这个姐妹呢，有一次我们就是一个团队去服侍的时候呢，服侍完以后，她就把她是做那个做小店的 depaner， 不是她不收银嘛，有些 cash 她就揣在兜里面。
So the sister was 这个是什么 professor 这个 sister？
The professor, yes, the professor.
Okay, so the sister who is also a professor, she has a little store as well. So, you know, store you have a cash register. So she has a lot of cash by her.
那天晚上呢，她关店以后呢，我们就一起就敬拜服侍。服侍完了以后，我们要走的时候，她把所有的钞票都塞在我们的兜里。
So one night that after her store closing, we start to pray in her stores. After we finish praying, she just gathered all the cash that she has from her cash register and gave it to us.
他说要给我们服侍用，我们说你不要不要，你就奉献在你的教会，十亿奉献都要奉献在你自己的教会啊，我们会有神会看顾我们。他说 No, 是我的十亿奉献有十亿奉献，今天圣灵感动我，你们一定要接受。
So we say no, just keep the money and then please give tithes and offering to your church instead. And she said no, I'm going to give you this today because the Holy Spirit has moved me to do so. I will also do my tithes and offering as well.
当时我记得很清楚，应该有800多块钱的现金，他就塞在我们的口袋里面。
So I remember clearly that it's about $800 of cash.And then she just gave it to us.
后来他就给我讲，你知道吗？这是我的福气，我能够这样给你们。我要告诉你们一些故事。
And she said that this is my blessing for me to able to give. I want to share some of my stories too.
他说，你知道吗？我的先生在你那次为他祷告以后呢，后来他就越来越爱主，但是呢，他十亿奉献，他一直觉着很困难。
So did you know that after you pray for my husband, he started to believe and trust in the Lord and loving the Lord, but he struggles with tithes and offerings.
但是他说我先生和我现在的经济上大大的经历神，所以我们给这一点呢算什么，就是我们真的很乐意很。他就告诉我们一些特别奇特的故事。
So she said, but the Lord has blessed us abundantly, and then this money is not a lot. So she started to share a lot of very interesting stories.
他第一个他就讲到他的先生呢，他说十一奉献过不了关，他就说神啊，你如果要我奉献的话，你让我的 business double next week.
So because her husband was struggling in paying the tithes and offering, so she told the Lord that, Lord, if you want me to do the tithes and offering, help my business to double next week.
后来呢，第二个星期真的就 double.
So next week her sales doubled.
她又 struggle, 后来又做一个祷告，说是你再让我 double.
So, but he still struggled with paying the tithes and offering. And then she prayed again, saying, asking the Lord to double her sales again. And then her sales doubled again.
后来她的丈夫呢开始害怕起来。
And after that, her husband started to have the fear in him.
她就知道她开始敬畏神。
So he started to have the fear in the Lord.
后来夫妻俩就是不仅仅是在奉献方面，各方面服侍啊，正服侍主。
So after that, they start to serve the Lord not just financially, but in every other areas too.
后来有一件什么事情发生呢？就是在经济上面，神怎么样来祝福他？就是把一个全魁北克呢，我不知道是全省还是我们说全市呢。有一个就是让他们给场馆和小生意呢，那个收银机上面装一个计算机的东西，就是防止偷税漏税的呢，就全部承包给他。
So you know how the Lord blessed them financially, they were able to get a government project. I'm not sure whether it's on the provincial level or just the city of Montreal. So all the cash registers.Needs to have some kind of things attached to it so that people will not be able to, you know, like leave out the tax. So that kind of project was given to them solely. So they were the only one doing that for the whole city or the province.
他说他的先生呢，后来去参加一个聚会，那边有一个法语的一个教会，就是跟着回家运动呢常常跳舞的那一个团队的教会。那他们常常跳舞。敬拜完了以后呢，就等候神了，就常常一梦一想，他就去参加他们的聚会呢，就那些人看到一个异象，是关于这件事情。
So after that, her husband went to a meeting, in a French-speaking, congregation. So that, French-speaking congregations, they were also in.The movement of homecoming. So they are the church who always dance, if they, after they dance, they will wait upon the Lord anyway. So in the meeting, so they have received a vision in regards to this matter.
他们就给他祷告的时候说，看到一匹马呢，跑得非常的快，非常壮实，谁都抓不住。但是他到你跟前就停下来，自动的停下来。
So they saw a horse, being running wildly, and no one was able to stop that horse. But after the horse came before this man, this brother, the horse stopped.
那神就是说，这匹马要在他的面前停下。
So the Lord said, this horse will be stopped in front of this brother.
你想想，在这个魁北克，光这个小场馆就有几万家，几万家。
Just imagine the number of restaurants in that area. So probably tens of thousands of restaurants.
所以后来他必须得找别人，别的伙伴来跟他来合作。
So he has to find like partners in order to finish this project.
后来这个姐妹呢，她的代判呢不做了，后来她就买了旅馆。
So the sister, she closed down her store and she bought a motel or hotel.
那在魁北克呢，她买了这个旅馆呢，正好就赶到 Justin Trudeau 收这个难民。那些难民来以后呢，拿着政府的钱呢，就住在他的旅馆里面。每一个房间都是住满，都是政府的钱，就他的收入是，就是每一个房间都是住满。
So, the sister, after she bought the hotel, and then the Justin Trudeau's government start to receiving a lot of refugees from the other nations. So this all these refugees needs a hotel to live, right? So everybody was living in her hotel, fully paid by the government. So all the rooms are full.
那这个姐妹就是弟兄，就是经济上是这样的住。她的女儿呢，也非常的爱主。这个女儿也非常特别，我要讲讲。
So they were blessed financially, and also their daughter, and their daughter is also blessed. I want to talk about her daughter too.
这个女儿呢，她就学到一个叫什么韩国的一个弟兄啊，就是一个经历，就是说 tithe your time.To the Lord, 对 students, 是不是对学生，就是怎么样把十分之一的时间分别给主。
So, the daughter learned something from a Korean pastor, a teaching. So anyway, so just tithe your time to the Lord. So spend 10% of your time for the Lord.
所以呢，他就是学习的时候在 McGill, 他在读 McGill。学习的时候呢，想有十分钟来敬拜主，十分钟来读圣经，是他也总是要分别出十分之一的时间来服侍主，结果他全是 A plus， 全是 A plus。
So she is study in Montreal, University of McGill. So she was spare 10 minutes of her time reading the Bible.
Ten percent.
Right? Ten percent
of
her time.
I think just like tithing. Yes.
Yeah, just like tithing. 10% of her time reading the Bible, worshiping the Lord. So anyway, but her grades are, all of her grades are A plus.
就是长话短说，就是说这些经历呢，让我每一次想起来的时候，我其实呢，这是一个，也是一个神的仆人，就是神那个阶段用我做这些事情。
So when I thought back of these things, this kind of thing that happening, so I know that I am just a servant of the Lord. So Lord wanted me to do a certain things in a certain period of time.
其实在 Montreal 那个阶段发生很多的故事，我没有办法全讲，很 exciting，too exciting。
So actually, there's a lot of other exciting events while I was in Montreal. So too exciting that I don't even have time to share all of that.
我就是每一次回去呢都很亲切，有时候我就让他们祷告，我看到一些姐妹，为我祷告，他说王兵牧师，我看到关于你的一个意象，他一讲我就知道，哦，这个跟原来没有看的一样。这都是印证啊，他每一次看到我的时候就很亲切，为什么呢？我会让他们不管在哪个教会，传统教会，有的人在他们教会不能看一下，但是到我这里来你可以看一下，他们就很高兴，祷告的时候一下就出来了。
So every time I went back, so I feel very close to them. And then sometimes they will pray for me, prophesy. There was one time they prophesied something that was, in one record was the thing that Pastor Emil had prayed for me. And I know it's not a coincidence anyway. So they have a church where even though sometimes people cannot pray in tongues, when they go to the church, they will start receiving the gifting of the Holy Spirit.
Anyway, 我今天呢先讲到这里，就是说，我希望最主要的是鼓励大家，这些恩赐并不是我个人所拥有的，其实这是给每一个人，给基督身体，给教会。
So I want to end here, but I want to emphasize this kind of gifting is not just for me, myself, but it's for the body of Christ. So everyone, it's for everyone.
在各个领域、各个方面比我恩赐强的人大有人在，但是我知道就是神呢，在把这些恩赐赐给他的教会，也用我们每一个人。
So there's in different fields, I know there's a lot of people are better than me, but I believe that the Lord is going to give us the anointing so that we can be used in the body of Christ.
那下面呢就是说如果弟兄姐妹有些问题也可以来问，完了以后呢我们来一起来祷告，让神呢就是真的提升你的信心呢，来接受圣灵给你的恩赐。
So if you have questions, you can ask right now. And then also, we want to pray so that we can receive the gifting of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们感天上的主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we want to praise you.
主啊，你圣经上每一句话都是真实的。
So every word in the Bible is true.
这使徒行传第二章这里讲的也是完全真实的。
So the things that in the Acts 2, everything on this verses are true.
主啊，是的，主，不是你的话语不真实，而是有时候我们缺乏信心，或者我们被误导。
So not that your words are not true, but sometimes we've been misled, we are lack of faith.
主啊，是的，主，求你来赦免我们，继续加给我们信心，把真理放在我们的心里。
So forgive us so that you can put the truth in us.
因为在这末世的日子，我们非常需要听见你的声音，得着你的能力，过一个得胜的生活。
Because in the last days, we want to hear your voice and have the power in us, so that we can have a life as a overcomers.
而且我们又能够来有效的，有带着能力来服侍你，来领人归主。
So that we can bring people back to you efficiently with power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.